Morning. Is the mic picking me up? That's all good. Excellent. Well, first of all, thank you for coming out on this truly horrendous morning. I can't quite believe quite how much rain I'm watching out there. But as Fran said, it is in abundance, which is awesome. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about HeliMission. When we've chatted to you guys after services over time, we've sort of mentioned that we're here for a period of time waiting to go out to Indonesia. So, we've got this slides. Cool. I grab the. And so we thought we'd tell you just a little bit more about what it is we're going to do and why we're going to do it. So, for as long as I can remember, I've loved aviation. Right, from being a child in a playground in Chorley Wood, which sits underneath one of the Heathrow holding patterns, I've pointed at aircraft and always wanted to fly. And then when I got to start flying, when I moved up to Aberdeen, I started doing speaking for Mission Aviation Fellowship. Because for me, that was combined my two big passions, flying and Christ. And I thought, this is brilliant. But the trouble is, I'm a helicopter pilot, and MAF don't fly helicopters. So for a while, I was talking about it. And then, in one of their newsletters, they mentioned HeliMission. It was like, right, we're going to start looking into this. That was back in 2001. In fact, I remember very clearly the very first time I met the guys in Switzerland, which is where HeliMission is based. It was September the 11th, 2001, and you may remember something quite momentous happened that day. I remember walking into their front room, and we were going to have this conversation, and on the TV, we just watched those events unfold, so that's always stuck in my mind. But at that time, it wasn't quite right. Me and Fran had just re-met, and we weren't able to go, and they wanted me to be a pilot engineer, so we put it on the back burner for a long time, still continued to talk about MAF, still prayed and was involved with HeliMission, but didn't prepare to serve. Then in 2019, we thought, right, we're going to push that door again. We're going to see what happens. So we went out to Trogen, which is in the sort of east side of Switzerland, which is where HeliMission is based. And after that, we felt called to go and work with them. So we're in the process of trying to do that at the moment. We've done the first bit, which was to go to America for 3 months in Bible college. And now we're just waiting for our work permits and visas to go and work in Papua, Indonesia. So Phil, have the next slide, please. But you may say, well, why are you going to go and fly helicopters in Papua? That seems like a very expensive thing to do. Well, we've been talking about the harvest, but I think we all talk about a spiritual harvest as well. And out in Papua, there are people who have maybe never heard of Jesus. Quite a lot have heard of Jesus, but haven't had the opportunity to hear all about him. So what we've discovered is there are now tribes who will have made a commitment to Christ, and then somebody from that tribe will go down the valley and tell another tribe about it, but they haven't had the opportunity to have the full gospel message. And in fact, it's an amazing film that we've watched, and I'd highly recommend an MAF film, actually, about a tribe that was just waiting for somebody to come, and they were just desperate to hear the story of God, as they call it, the Creator's story. And when was somebody going to come and help them? And so there's just a real openness for that harvest in Papua. So that's why we're there. We're there to help get people to these communities who want to hear more about God, who want to hear about God for the first time. Next slide, please. Yeah. And again, why helicopters? Well, that's some of the landscape in Papua. It's absolutely stunning. It's beautiful, but very hard to travel around. In fact, those two villages we were talking about were on opposite sides of the valley, and it probably takes a couple of days to walk there. Yet with a helicopter, you can do it in a couple of minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And so the idea of taking the helicopters there is we fly evangelists and quite a lot of local evangelists, which is quite exciting, people who want to go and reach their fellow tribesmen and tell them about the love of God, also provide medical evacuations and also Bible translations. And so the aircraft are just a really great way of getting there. And then we use the helicopter to get there first. And then once the helicopter's got there over time, if it's possible, although some of the locations it's not, they may look at building an airstrip and then the aeroplanes can come in and service those. So next slide, please. And those are a couple of HeliMission helicopters. The place we're going to be is a place called Wamena, which is right in the center of Papua, 5,000 feet up. And we operate three helicopters from there. It's a really amazing international team, five expat families. But within the last 2 months, we've just had our first Papuan Indonesian pilot go solo in the aircraft. And that is our aim. Our aim is to make it as run internally as possible, because, you know, local Indonesians and Papuans don't have to worry about work permits, visas, their family at home, and also they know the need. We had the privilege of going to Papua New Guinea Bay back in 2005, and there the staff who were working with our MAF friend there were second generation MAF employees. And, you know, it's all very good us turning up and telling people what they need, but they know what they need. They know how to reach people. They understand the culture, you know. So it's amazing. That's one of the things we're going to be doing there. And the next slide, please. So yeah, Heli Mission was set up over 50 years ago by a man called Ernie Tanner. And Ernie is still alive. I was telling Phil, he's now 96, and he's phenomenal. If he was up here preaching now, his eyes light up, and he still has the most amazing passion for Christ. If you see him sitting in the chair before he stands up, and once he's finished, he's a 96-year-old man. But when he gets up to speak about God, he's just alive. And his passion in 50 years ago was to reach people. Now, he was doing it on foot, and it was around the time of the Vietnam War, and he was looking up and he was saying, well, in Vietnam, they're using helicopters. Why can't I use helicopters? He had no aviation background at all. In fact, the first flying lesson he took in Switzerland, he got airsick. But he felt convicted that this is what God wanted him to do. So he went on from his aeroplane license, he got a helicopter license, then he managed to raise enough money, and God provided the provision for the first helicopter. And he was the first person to fly across the Sahara Desert in a helicopter to get to Africa, to where he wanted to use it. He did that with about 45 hours flying, which as a commercial pilot terrifies me. He definitely was trusting God, and he's got some amazing stories in that journey how he got there. But now, from those humble beginnings, Heli Mission has got bases in three different places around the world. Madagascar, where we work very closely with HoverAid and Mission Aviation Fellowship. And in Indonesia, we've got one in Papua where we're going to be, and Sulawesi. And they're also about to set up in Brazil, and hopefully India, if we can get the doors to open. And so from those small beginnings, God has just been hugely faithful. But the key thing is, and I think the thing that struck us whenever we've been involved with Heli Mission, is the reason they do it, the vision has been the same all the way through, to reach people for the love of Christ. And I think the verse that we've heard preached a lot and spoken about there was, you know, the bit from Revelations, which I've now just pressed the button and it's disappeared. But the bit, you know, where he talks about seeing a multitude of people from every tribe, every nation, there in heaven with us. And part of their vision is making sure we can get to that point. We know it's going to happen, but just to speed up that process. So next slide, please. So this is a short video. Heli Mission's got ties with America, so that's why the voiceover is American. There are only two, well, there's one Brit working for Heli Mission at the moment who comes from St. Albans, which is amazing. So we've managed to spend time with Ben and Anisha and his family, and then hopefully we're going to be the next Brits. But that's why all the voiceovers are in American rather than English. So just a short video.
Needy people in remote and difficult to reach areas. Because of their handicap or injury, they are often excluded from the tribal community, destitute and left to fend for themselves, but not for much longer. Help is coming. Since 1971, Heli Mission has been flying for the poorest. They have 9 helicopters which operate from several bases and provide disaster relief in areas affected by catastrophes. We provide help when there are accidents, disease, for vaccination campaigns, with building bush hospitals, by supplying and supporting various organizations, and as a taxi for missions and missionaries. Heli Mission is non-denominational and helps those in need without consideration of their religious affiliation. Heli Mission, help from above.
Oh, the next slide, please. So, I've been talking about where we're going, but I didn't actually show you where it is. I don't know how good people's geography is. So, Papua is the west side of New Guinea. Lots of people have heard of Papua New Guinea, which is the east side. But the west side is Papua, and it's actually Indonesian administered. And it's just north of Australia. So it sits just in the tropics, very hilly in the middle, and quite flat but swampy on the down by the coast. Next slide, please. So what are we going to be doing there? Well, my role is pretty straightforward. I'm going to be a pilot and the safety manager out there. And as I said, one of the roles as a pilot is actually mentoring the locals. We've got two more pilots who we're hoping to bring on. I'm not an engineer. Most of the other guys who go out and work there are pilot engineers, which is another reason we haven't gone beforehand. But because of my safety experience and because I've got some management experience now, I can be of use as well. So I'm going to be flying and helping run the operation. That picture in the top right-hand corner, the most amazing thing is every morning starts with a devotional. 7 o'clock, everyone gets together, we all pray and worship, share a bit from our daily bread, and that's the beginning of the day, and then everyone goes to work. And like I said, it's a whole mixed team. Local Papuans, Indonesians from other parts of Indonesia, Americans, Swiss, Germans, and hopefully ourselves very soon. So my role is pretty straightforward. But what are Fran, Lillian and Nathan going to do? Well, we feel that we're going together as a team. And Fran, and when we went for a month back in 19, just as a look-see, we could just really see, just building relationships is so important. So the ladies on the bottom right-hand corner at the market, and when Amanda, one of the other wives, took Lillian and Fran and Nathan to the market, just having those conversations every day, just building a relationship and being able to share your beliefs with them. So you probably can't quite see, but if you get close to them, some of them have got fingers like that, maybe two or three knuckles missing. And that's because every time a member of their family dies, they cut their finger off, take a knuckle off. And it's just helping them see, releasing them from the bondage of those ideas. It's like, well, actually, you don't need to do that. There's no requirement. Some of the tribes further up, there are still beliefs that if somebody, if there's some illness, then maybe they have to, potentially, maybe throw a child in the river, you know, a new baby or something. This real, really dark beliefs. And I know one of the problems in the Western world we have is when you talk about this, you go, well, these people are living very peacefully. Do they need to hear about Jesus? Well, yes. That doesn't necessarily mean they have to change everything they do. In fact, they probably don't. The best way is they come to find Jesus and then understand how that affects them in their day-to-day life. But there are definitely some reasons to bring Christ, some deep spiritual reasons there. And so just having those conversations in the market, just we saw Amanda being able to share her faith with them and just making such a massive difference. So Fran, Lillian and Nathan will be doing that. And then Lillian and Nathan are being homeschooled as well, so they'll continue studying. If you're interested, I've got a couple of leaflets at the back, particularly that one about why it's okay, you know, why the reason for going and sharing with tribes. It's called Mission Under Attack, and it's really good. That was written by Ernie, and it sort of explains the logic, you know. These ideals we see while watching the National Geographic is not necessarily as ideal as it could be. Next slide, please. So we're just going to very quickly take you into one of the places we went to visit and explain one of the jobs we do. So if you pray, hopefully the little video will work. It's only very briefly. It's just landing. Part of the fun is to try and spot where we're going to land. I have to admit, when I was going in, I was trying to work out where we're going to land as well, but fortunately I was just watching rather than flying. This is why we need the aircraft. Slide, please. So the reason we were going there, this is a very couple of very quick stories and then I'll wrap up, but the reason we were going there is this family had been in that village for a period of time. They'd already, some of them had given their lives to Christ. They wanted the Bible translated into their own language. So these guys had been there. They were helping learn the language initially, because you've got to learn the language, then you've got to write it, and then we were flying in two people to help them teach classes back to the people how to read their own language that they'd helped write, and then they were going to do the process of translating the Bible. So it was a long process, but we were able to fly those two people in from New Tribes Missions, which is now called Ethnos 360, which confuses me, but New Tribes Missions in to help that teaching process. And we were able to fly them. It took half an hour, which would take maybe 3 or 4 days otherwise, which gives them loads more time to do the work they need to do. Can I have another slide? The other place we went into was this I don't know if you can see in the background that little yellow pin on Google Earth. So that is the village, bottom left-hand corner, and we were flying that family out. Again, they're partway through translating the Bible, and we were able to fly them just to go and see their children who were at boarding school. And when they first did the survey there, they got dropped off. They told the helicopter to meet them in a week, and they would have got to the village. They only got halfway to the village in a week and came back. And then the aircraft was able to fly them nearer, and they were able to do it. But it just shows you the difference the time makes. We also do a lot of medical evacuations, just all sorts of things like people tend gardens on hills, but of course they're using machetes and digging equipment, and sometimes they injure themselves. Other sort of injuries, maybe in childbirth, and we're able to fly people in, use the aircraft and fly them out. I just show the practical love of God in that way. Next slide, please. So that's just a little bit about what we're going to go and do. And if you are interested in that, or if you want to hear more, then we'd love you to pray for us. Encouragement is really important. We've met friends out there, and having the Hopkinsons come through, just being in contact and being encouraged by brothers and sisters in Christ makes such a massive difference. Those prayer requests can be from things as simple as make sure you've got running water. You know, the real day-to-day things, as well as the huge big things as well, the spiritual things as well. And then we're going to go and be self-financed. So God has been amazing in that provision so far. But if you'd like to hear more, we've got a few little prayer cards at the back. And obviously, hopefully, we'll come and see you guys again before we go anyway. But that was just to give you a very short taster about the work of Heli Mission and what we hope to go and do. And if you want to talk to us afterwards, then please do.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dave. That's marvellous.